Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
And a wonderful morning to you, April 2nd here in 2024. And I'm looking out of the barn studio here and seeing some wonderful greenery coming alive as I head up the hill here in my view and looking in our area, our very, very rural area here in upcountry South Carolina. Thank you for joining me. My name's Brad Zockel, and I'm the director of our Questions About Heaven podcast, and I'm also president of the Heaven Tour Ministry. As I'm heading around the churches and camps and conferences, speaking about heaven, speaking about the God of heaven, the family, the Christian family that will enjoy our eternity on the new earth, and looking into the book of Revelation, getting answers and showing in the scripture these passages about the present heaven and on into the new earth in the eternal state. Just an adventure as we are just joining together on the podcast, or maybe I get a chance to meet you. And it has been very, very exciting in the past weeks here. It has been, wow, it has really been a joy here. Just pulling out the calendar, taking a look. I'm heading back to Texas here in July, and then looking here from February, just quickly, over in Salisbury, Maryland, then down to South Dayton, Texas, and over to Fayetteville, Georgia, and continuing on, looking down the list, Hollister, California, over in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and on over to Walhalla, South Carolina, Newberry, South Carolina, Alabama trip that I had over in Hamilton, Alabama, as well as heading into Colorado this week, and got to get things ready and packed to head over there to Whitewater, Colorado, and looking forward to that. And we'll talk some more about that later on. I'd like you to be familiar with our ministry if you're interested. TheHeavenTour.com, TheHeavenTour.com. Go on in there, partner with us, learn about our ministry and my travels on the travel map, or if you'd like to get answers to your questions from the Bible, then go over to our Heaven Questions section, punch in the key word or phrase, and you'll see some answers there. Thank you for joining me. We're in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5 in just a few minutes. A few more announcements here. Be in prayer as I travel, heading over to Grand Junction, Colorado this weekend, and the Lord has really opened up many a door here. Just the past weekend, I was able to arrange for meetings. There will be one back in Decatur, Alabama, and that's going to be in early November, as well as mid-July. I'll be in Vidor, Texas, give you more information about that. And listen, if you can see your way to helping us out, and transportation costs, it's been a little bit thin. I've been traveling and putting a lot of miles in the car, and we undertook a great expense on our car. Now, we're getting a car fund, but that's going through our sister ministry here, just some very dear friends over at acornglobal.org. You can see about that, the car fund. But as for right now, the day-to-day expenses, it's a little bit tough right now because of the expenses taking care of the car. So if you're able to give, we are a 501c3 tax-deductible gift that you give. You will receive a receipt from us. Help me travel. Any gift might just fill the tank as I get going. And we're putting our nickels and dimes together to get us through the month, and it's a little bit thin right now. Any gift would be most appreciated. God bless you for that. And I don't want to belabor that, but we took a look here after taking some great expense on the struts and the braking system and four new tires for the car, and it's a little bit tough meeting our bills here. So we're paying everything. I'm so thankful we owe nothing on here, but we just want to be responsible for that. And so as I travel, if you're able to help, boy, that is greatly appreciated. Now, having said that, I want to thank you so much for joining me during the weekday live streams, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. That's going to be on TikTok. And if you're more to the YouTube viewing, then at 9:30 a.m., then I go on to YouTube, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m., and that's every weekday. Instagram later on in the afternoon, and then I post some on Facebook as well. So we do a lot of recording here, and a lot of live streaming. And if you have questions, of course, each of those live streams includes a Q&A time as well. Love to have you join us there. Revelation 21:5. Oh, that's so very, very important for us to take a look at right now. And that's what I want to share with you. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. We've gone down through the passages and have looked, and here we go, as we're going into Revelation chapter 21 and verse 1, what does it say? John is writing here, John on the Isle of Patmos, given the blessing of the Lord to see these wonderful things coming on. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no more sea. The sea was no longer. And then I, John, I saw the holy city coming down out of heaven, built by God. And verse 3, and you can take a look there, seeing that God will dwell with us. On the new earth, God will no longer be in a domain away from earth. Heaven will be brought down to earth. Verse 3. Verse 4, as we talked about, wonderful. What will not be there? Well, there will not be sickness. There will not be pain. No more mourning or sorrow. And then verse 5 says, Revelation 21:5, and he who sits on the throne says, behold, pay attention, I make all things new. That's where I want to go. We talked a little bit about this, the new name. We talked about from Revelation chapter 2 and verse 17. That is a promise from the Lord. The new Jerusalem we just read about coming down from heaven, using this word new again and again. We see new heavens, a whole new construction there, unprecedented as the definition means, and new earth, which is where we're going to be. And we talked about this. The familiarity there is brought out as we look around. I mean, are there trees there? Yeah, the Bible tells us about that, Revelation 22. Waterways, of course. Celebrations, absolutely. Revelation 19, 9, for example. Feasting, friendships, sure. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 11. I mean, we went over this, and we'll continue to do so as reviews and of comfort and such like that. But I really want to hit this very, very important term here as we see this, because I want you to grasp this very powerfully here. When we go to, remember, we're in Revelation chapter 21 and 22 is talking about the permanent abode of the believer. And it says in here that we are going to experience all things new. Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. If you would write that down, and you know, it would be really good to commit that one to memory. There are times when you're going to give a place of comfort, share with somebody, and this would be a wonderful verse to commit to memory here. If you are memorizing in King James Version or ESV or other ones, you pick the translation, a faithful translation, and then commit it to memory. And then I'll give this to you on ESV, English Standard Version. And he who was seated on the throne said, behold, I am making all things new. Also, he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. So you can imagine, John is just holding his quill in his hand, just suspended in shock at the beauty of what he's seeing. And it's almost like that's a directive. Okay, write this down. Okay, graphethsei. That's the Greek word. You've got to write this down now. Okay, don't forget. Don't lose your concentration here in what the assignment is to pass back to all of us to read this. Write this down, John. These things are faithful. This is true. All right? And as he says this, think about the King James Version says this. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Now, the Greek passage here is telling you it is in a present tense. It's a continual thing. I am making all things new. It's in the process of seeing some things here. John is seeing a wonderful, wonderful reality here, making all things new. Verse 4 told us, as we're making this, this is what you don't have. I mean, think about it. You're in the kitchen and you are creating a meal, okay? Or you're making some sort of a cake or something. Well, you don't have this, you know. You're looking up there, you're putting baking powder, baking soda in it. We had some young ladies come over to our house. One of the girls was dating my oldest son back when he was in high school. And they put the wrong ingredients into these cookies. They were making them for our whole family, and they came out rock hard. They were very good sports. We all laughed, but nobody could eat them. See, they put things in that were not supposed to be there. They were kind of trying to go off their memory on the ingredients needed. Well, no, you can't have that. Adding that made everything concrete hard. All right, so we're looking at things in Revelation 21:4 that you cannot have. You're taking those things out. Now, what do you have? Well, how do I say this, John says? I can express this clearly. Jesus says, I'm making all things new. All things new. This is what is in here. And I want you to think about this. When we see Jesus, the triune God of creation, wasn't he here during the original creation? Yeah, John 1, verses 1 through 5, talk about him being there. In the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Remember this phrase, and without him was not anything made that was made. There is nothing in this universe you're looking at that came without the creative effort of Jesus himself. All right, now things are being made new. Now it's the final creation. Remember, it is finished. From the cross, the work of redemption was finished. Now, everything, the glorification, the final destination is real. Excuse me. It is in its final creation. Look at you. When you're there, what was the promise? 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. We can't describe fully on earth what we're going to be like, but wait a minute. We can know this, 1 John 3, 2. We'll see Jesus as he is, and we'll be like him. His resurrection body gives a description in Luke chapter 24. We'll be like him. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 11 gives us that truth as well, as it talks about, well, you've been working and laboring for the temporal body, even going under restrictions and things for the fleshly body. But chapter 9 and verse 11, now our new body is not made in the earthly knowledge of the way creation was. You have a new body, which we see, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 53, has no corruption. I want you to think about this. Everything, including you, there's no atrophy, there's no decay in this. You know, this is such a powerful truth here. And I find this very important for us to understand this word new. Someone came on one of the comments, and I don't know if they got bothered by the fact that I try to give you more reference and some clarity by going into the Greek and introducing these words, and got a little uppity on there, and they said, everybody knows what the word new is. You don't have to use the Greek. And that's that may have been more in an emotional presentation here, because I said, no, you need to see. The English does not grasp this. The Greek have two different words. Neos means new in chronology. Okay, I'm looking here, and I have a pen. All right, and this one ran dry. We had one that ran dry. Well, I just picked up a new pen. Same kind of pen, same kind of stick pen here, real cheap. You know, I just have a new one. Oh, there's nothing unique about it. It's just a newer one. Now that's neos. But kainos in the Greek, means unprecedented. That means never before been used. But beyond that, really, you can say never before been imagined. This is a whole new nature. So no, my friend, no, the English does not grasp this. You have to have another word, all right? When you see this, kainos, it is unique. So I went to the online etymology dictionary for this wonderful word, unique. That would help but describe kainos. And it comes, we go way back in the Latin, as we usually will do, and we see it comes from un, if I'm going to put it in English here. And that means one. As in, as you walk down through the organics of this word, as in one of a kind. Well, isn't that true? Okay, because you're unique. I mean, this has never happened before. You do not look back and say, oh, there are so many of me. There are so many incorruptible bodies around me. No, this is the first time. This is unique. You are now in a unique. This has never happened in your life. This is indeed no more corruption. You are now incorruptible. And in this, there is no possibility of breakdown. I remember this years and years back. And those from the Kansas City area might remember this. There was a place called Kemper Arena. Kemper Arena. Back in 1973, they built a new design for the basketball team in Kansas City at the time. And Kemper Arena had something unique. Their roof was a suspended roof. Now, I'm not an architect, but I'm just giving you what I remember from this story, and then also checked it just recently here. And they had it, this roof was very unique. It was a suspended roof, and so you would not have any viewing areas blocked out, hanging from the top in a certain way. It was very unique. As a matter of fact, in 1979, in recognition of this new kind of roof over this arena, it was about to be given an honor award from the American Institute of Architects, 1979. Are you ready for this? At the opening banquet, they were told, you can't give that award to them. Are you ready for this? I'm telling you, you can look this up. And they said, well, why? I mean, we have this already. They said, because word came back, the building just collapsed. The roof collapsed. That design was unsteady. So they had to stop. Well, nobody was killed, thankfully. The one arena employee that was there in an off-season looking up was able to escape, so nobody was killed. But it looked new, but it had flaws. There was a corruption in it. We don't see that when we're taking a look at the beauty of everything around us. New trees, new waterways, our new relationship. It's not going to break down as we get fatigued in prayer, or we get disoriented in church, or maybe, you know, a fellowship problem, or something, a lack of communication, all these things that can get in the way, and even us, some dear, dear friends that want to just serve the Lord, and they're having so many problems physically and making it to church, but they work at it, they labor it. Oh, it's, you're going to have a body that's not going to be limited that way. It's a wonderful truth, and I give that to you, and I'm going to cut this short here, because I need to move on with some other recordings in my classes today, but I want you to see that new. Now, along that line, let me share something with you when we talk about just the joy of looking forward. You know that on my social media platforms, I have said, we have Heaven Tour t-shirts we're giving away, and we said, hey, right, tell us how the ministry is helping you, and then to the first five people, we'll send t-shirts, and later on, then the rest of them will just have a drawing and give some other t-shirts away from that. Well, Miss Connie sent in from Virginia, Connie Horton, and I'm going to read this. She wrote this, and of course, we're going to send her a t-shirt, but I want you to see this, how exciting it is for us to see this, the joy of the Lord. Dear Brad, I am 72 years old, have always believed as a little girl my mom would sit us kids at her feet and read from the Bible to us. I grew always from the Bible. I grew away from the Bible and Jesus when my son passed with cancer at 11 years old in 1988. My husband passed away in 2018. We had been talking about getting back in church, but didn't make it before his passing. Well, I started back to a very Bible-teaching church in 2019. My daughter sent me your TikTok broadcast, and I have been watching and asking questions of you. I have grown in my understanding and your teachings. I have grown as a Christian from your TikTok teachings and have been going to YouTube also, sending this with great love for your ministry. From a student of the teachings, Connie Horton. I appreciate this so much, Miss Connie. You will receive a t-shirt and a great thank you from us as we can take a look at these wonderful joys that are being offered to us here. And we are just so happy with seeing that there are people coming on wanting to learn a passage like this, like Revelation chapter 21 and verse 5. All things new, the promise from God. God, Titus 1:2, who cannot lie. Hebrews 6:18, it's impossible for him to lie. This is to the Father. Thank you, Miss Connie, for saying that the ministry has helped you, but really, it's the God of the ministry that's helped you. Yahweh, we point up to the God who gives us this teaching, Jesus, who is offering this way to us, we give them thanks. So I want you to remember, we are always in thankful to the blessed Savior for allowing us to have this access to our holy Lord God, whereby we're able to, Romans 8:15, to call him not only just the great Father, the absolute Adonai, the Elohim, the strong one, the Elolam, the one of all time. We can call him Daddy. We can call him Abba. Abba. That close. Wonderful truths. Well, I've got to get running here. Thank you so much, friends. Revelation 21:5. Share this with your friends. Take it to your Bible study. I want to thank you so much. If you'd like to know more about our ministry, don't forget theheaventour.com. Theheaventour.com. God bless you. Take care. Lord willing, we will talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.